You have done marvelous things for us, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Can I get somebody to say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may take your seating positions. I just want to give the Lord the praise and the glory this morning, and to read a few things to thank the Lord. This is a Thanksgiving service, and I'm going to start here giving glory to the Lord. Amen. I want to give glory to the Lord this morning. I'm going to start here in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And I'm going to read a few verses just to praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Amen. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. Oh, I love the sound of that. I want to say that this morning. Blessed be thou, O Lord God, whose name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. Amen. Thine, O Lord, he said, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. I'm reading verse 11. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Verse 12. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all. Hallelujah. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Amen. I like the sound of that. The making great, doing great things in life, honor and riches and all these wonderful things, they all come from the Lord. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is in his power. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Amen. Oh, isn't that wonderful? It's just a good feeling to praise the name of God. I want to read 2 Samuel as I give praise to the Lord here this morning. 2 Samuel, I'm going to read chapter 6. Just read a couple of verses and praise the name of the Lord here this morning. I'm starting at 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Sometimes you see, you know, some of us dancing in the presence of the Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. He danced before the Lord because the Lord had done great things for him. He danced before the Lord with all his might. And he was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up, you know, the ark of the Lord with shouting and the sound of the trumpet. You know, and as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, you know. Well, this is a sad part of this story. You know, somebody is praising the Lord and dancing and doing all these great things. And this young lady, you know, she has disdain in her mind for David. You know, she didn't like the fact that the king was doing, you know, this stuff, you know, dancing and doing all these things. You know, so that's a sad part, you know, when people see. If you see somebody praising the Lord, you know, you either join in or you leave them alone. Amen. Because there was a lesson to be learned from this here. You know, God didn't appreciate the fact that, you know, this woman chimed in to rebuke the person that was praising the Lord. God created all of us for his praise. Amen. And anytime we're praising the Lord, don't let anything stop you. And don't you try to stop anybody that's praising the Lord. Because that is the reason why we were created, is to praise the Lord. Well, you can read the rest of the story. Yeah, I'm not going to read it all. But, you know, she was his young wife, and she came in and rebuked him and said, well, how glorious was the king of Israel in this today in the streets of Israel, you know, to just make a ridicule of yourself. You know, you're the king, you know, and you're just doing all these things, taking off your royal garment and your crown and so forth. You know, I mean, that's so debasing, she said. And David said, well, it was before the Lord. Amen, folks. It was before the Lord. And he said, I will praise the Lord because he chose me instead of your father's house. Therefore, will I praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord didn't appreciate that from that lady. And she paid the price for it for a while, you know, and so forth. You know, she was, you know, barren and all that, you know. So, but, you know, we want to give the Lord a praise here this morning. And I'm praising the Lord. And I appreciate every one of you that joining with us in praising the Lord. Psalms 29. I'm going to read some psalms just to praise the name of the Lord. And perhaps the Lord will let me say one other thing or two, but let me just praise the Lord here. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Can I get an amen on that? That's right. You know, so we're praising the Lord here this morning. Psalm 96. Just going to skip a few verses that I had marked down here on account of time. Don't want to take too long here this morning. Psalm 96. And let me just read a few verses from Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. That's Psalm 96 and verse 1. Sing unto the Lord, he said, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. Amen, folks. We got lots of testimonies that happened this weekend. I mean, it was great. And the salvation of the Lord. Lord saved us in so many ways. You know, that, you know, we didn't even, you know, if I begin to sit here and tell you all the testimonies and so forth. We had a U-Haul truck that, you know, we rented. And my son-in-law, so graciously doing all kinds of work, brought this truck to the, you know, this is to show you the salvation of the Lord, how the Lord does things for us that you don't even know about. And he was pulling in this truck just, you know, in front of the Union Hills Country Club yesterday, and they had this, they had this arch in the building there, you know, in the front porch there, you know, and the U-Haul was, you know, couldn't go in under that little bridge they had there. It's higher because this thing is raised. And he didn't even realize it. And he just drove that truck and came within 2 inches and stopped. Praise the Lord! You may not understand that, but that was a great deliverance. You know, because if he would have gone 3 or 4 more inches, he would have just hit that thing, damaged the truck, and damaged the building. And the Lord went ahead of us and did something to make that happen. You know, God always sends his angels. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So you be prayed up when you're doing things like this, because the Lord knows what he's doing. You know, so God went ahead of us. You know, we had another truck that had been taken ahead of time to put some things there. And the person neglected to remove the truck. He left the truck in place. That's the reason why my other son, I was bringing the truck. That's the reason he stopped. He didn't stop because he saw the wall. He didn't even know. He just, the other truck was in front of him where he should have, you know, pulled in. But he just stopped because the other truck was there and he was going to come out and go call the other guy to come move his truck. And then he came out and he saw he was only 2 inches from that wall. And he would have hit the top of the U-truck, would have hit that wall, damaged the truck, and damaged the wall. And, you know, God didn't want that to happen. So we praise the name of the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that the Lord did. There's little things, you know. I just remember that right now as I was standing here. I didn't even mean to say that, but I just remember that. I just thought I'd just give the glory to the Lord. You know, because, you know, today we would have been thinking of how to fix that truck and do all of these things and fix that building, you know, and all that. But we don't have to do that. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm so happy that the Lord is good. All right. Well, for the Lord is great. He said, declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders are among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. And he said, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Praise the Lord. All right, let me read Psalm 98 and praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of a heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of the Lord. Say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can I get somebody to help me make a joyful noise unto the Lord in the house? Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's right. Woo! Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And rejoice and sing praise.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see the groom and the bride walk in the house. He says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is so good. I just want to praise his name right here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. And I'm going to read verse 11. Jeremiah 33. And verse 11. This is what we are celebrating today. Amen. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Well, let's hear the voice of the bridegroom. Is the bridegroom here? Can we hear your voice? Say something. We can't hear your voice. Say something.
Hallelujah.
That's right. The voice of the bridegroom. And the voice of the bride, say something.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride and the voice of them that shall say praise the Lord. Can I get people to say praise the Lord with me?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. And the voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That we offer, we offer all to sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the hearts of the sacrifice of praise into the hearts of the Lord, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifice. Together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, people ought to praise the Lord. The psalmist said, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy and for his wonderful works to the sons of men. In fact, he lamented in his soul because he looked around and he saw how pitiful people were because they were not praising the Lord. You know, and he said, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and so we ought to give the glory to God. And let me read somebody's testimony here. One of the greatest testimonies of praise that is in this Bible. You know, and it came from somebody who didn't know how to give the glory to the Lord initially. But finally, he found out and he gave the glory to God. This is in Daniel. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 4. And I'm going to read a few verses here, starting at verse 37 of Daniel chapter 4. Now, this man, Nebuchadnezzar, you might know this story, king of Babylon at the time, and his kingdom ruled the world, you know, but he did not give glory to God, you know. So one day he strutted in the palace and said, wow, isn't this great Babylon, which, you know, I have built for the excellency of my power and by the brightness of my greatness and all of these things. And he just strutted and, you know, gave glory to himself. He didn't give glory to the Lord. You know, and the Lord made an example of him, turned him into a beast for 7 years. I'm sure many of you know that story. And at the, you know, finally, you know, at the end of his days, you know, something came back. His mind came back to him. The Lord allowed him to come back, and he gave this, you know, perhaps this most beautiful, this eloquent ode to the Lord in this Bible. And he said, Daniel 4 and verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed, hallelujah, I blessed, he said, finally he did it, I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. That's right. Before him. He found that out. Because he thought he was the greatest. You know, he said, well, I'm so great. I built this great Babylon. I did all these great things. And there's nobody like me. And the Lord said, well, I'll show you who's the greatest. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. The Lord is greater than the greatest. Amen. You know, you can stack up all the greatest people in this world. They will be like nothing before the Lord. The Bible says they are reputed as nothing. The Lord, he stands alone. And he will not share his glory with any man. So when the Lord does great things for you, you better give glory to the Lord. If you don't give glory to God, God may, you know, not, you know, he may do something like he did with his Nebuchadnezzar. You know, and turn things around. You know, we don't want to do that. So we always want to give glory to God. Amen. So this man said, you know, listen to the rest of it. He said, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing before him and so forth. You know, and he doeth. Now he's talking about God. He said, he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Oh my, I can't get over this scripture anytime I read it. I mean, it came from somebody who didn't even give glory to God initially. But one of the most beautiful things that I ever said about the glory of the Lord here in this Bible came from this Nebuchadnezzar. You know, and he said, wow. You know, look at verse 37. You know, and he said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and all those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Amen. But those that humble themselves before the Lord and give him praise and glory, God is also able to lift them up and exalt them. Amen. Praise God. He giveth grace to the humble, but you know, he knows the proud are far off. That's what the Bible says. You know, so let's always give praise, you know, to the Lord for all things that he does. Listen to this in just jumping around a little bit here in the book of Hebrews chapter 13. And let me just read one verse here to just praise the name of the Lord. It's a Thanksgiving service after all. You know, we just need to praise the name of the Lord. So Hebrews 13, and let me read verse 15. He said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God continually. Like that song we sang, we bring the sacrifice of praise. You know, and what is the sacrifice of praise? The fruit of our lips in giving thanks unto his name. Amen? Amen. Folks, I want to tell you, now this is a Thanksgiving service for my family, but I want to encourage every one of us here to be thankful. Be ye always thankful to the Lord. If the Lord, whatever the Lord does for you and so forth like that, be ye thankful and be, you know, always ready to give praise and glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. Because that is the reason why we were created. In case you're wondering if that's so, let's look at it in Revelation chapter 4. In the book of Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Let me read this to you. It says, and the 24 elders fell down before the throne and before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns. This is one of the other places that I love so much in the Bible. These were people you know, whoever they were, that, you know, got a chance to even sit around the throne of God, you know, as John saw in this vision, you know. But when they were around the throne of God, you know, they, within themselves, they looked like, you know, they looked at themselves and said, we can't put on crowns when we are sitting in the presence of the Lord. They threw the crowns down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exactly what we need to do. You know, I don't care what accolades or what role we have in life or how much we have achieved or anything in life. We are nothing before the Lord. Amen. These people, they cast their crowns down. They say, crowns in the presence of the Lord? No. You know, they cast the crowns down and said, you are the one that is worthy, Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Amen. I told him in verse 11. And they said, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That means today, all things are for his pleasure. And when he started creation, he had created all things for his pleasure. Hallelujah. So the best way to give the Lord pleasure is to praise his name and to worship him. You know, so let's always be thankful and let's always praise the name of the Lord and give the glory that is due to his name. Now, if we were to recount all of the good things that the Lord has done for us, you know, leading up to this great celebration that we had this weekend, you know, I don't know that we can, you know, I mean, we'll probably spend a couple of hours just doing that, just giving testimony and doing all these things and so forth, you know. But we are going to just give the Lord the praise, you know, for all the things that he has done. There is just so much that he has done. We can't tell, you know, we can't tell it all, but, you know, the Lord has been good to us. And we want to just give him praise, thank his name. And I want to say this also, that the more that we praise the Lord, the more that we give him glory. There was a story in the Bible of 10 lepers that Jesus healed one time. You know, and he said to them, he said, well, go show yourselves to the priest. They were still lepers as they went. But as they went, you know, their skins were brought back anew. And one of them realized that he had been healed. And he turned back to give glory to God. It turned out that he was a stranger. A foreigner. But all the others, they found they were healed. The Lord had done great things for them. But they just went about, you know, happy that they were healed. They never came back to give glory to God. You know, but this one person, he came back, you know, and fell at the feet of Jesus and worshipped him. And the Bible says that Jesus looked at him and said, well, were there not 10 healed? Where are the remaining 9? How come it's only this foreigner that comes back and give the praise to the Lord? And he turned around and looked at him and said, well, because you came back, you are made every whit whole. Praise the Lord. So by coming back to give the Lord the praise, that guy got a perfect and complete healing from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, you know, that the others didn't get. You know, and I don't know, the sickness may have come back in the other people's lives, but not in this one, because Jesus turned around and said, thou art made every whit whole. Praise God. Just because he came back and gave glory to God. Now, every time the Lord does great things for us in our lives, we ought to come back and give the praise and give the glory to God. And that's what we are doing here today. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And we have come here to give praise to the Lord. I want you to stand with me this morning, just a short exhortation of praise. I'd like everybody to stand with me and let's lift our hands up and let's praise the name of the Lord together. Because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. I want you to say with me, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Say it with me again. The Lord is good. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. The Lord is good. That's not just rhetoric. The Lord is good. In fact, if you haven't, you know, figured it out, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. I tell you something, folks. There is no prayer that I ever pray that the Lord didn't answer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have reason to praise the name of the Lord. Everything we prayed about concerning this celebration and this wedding from the beginning, God answered it and more. Hallelujah. He did great and more. You know, the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. Praise God. When you have the power of faith and you got praise working with that, it's an unbeatable combination. When you can put praise and faith together, God will do anything. Hallelujah. For you. Praise the Lord. And I have believed God. We believe the name of the Lord. And God has done great things that we are glad. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord with me. And I want everybody to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. And I see that my son, the groom, is here in the house with his wife. Let's put a big round of applause to welcome them in the house. Hallelujah. Welcome. And this is the latest Mrs. Adeyemi. I have to put JR behind that, by the way. Junior. Because we got the mama there. So yours is Junior, but that's okay. Praise the Lord. The latest Mrs. Adeyemi. Now, how do you like the sound of that? You love to be called Mrs. Adeyemi?
Yes.
She says, I love it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, you know, Davy, well, let's find out from Davy. You know, well, you'll be married now. Let's see. So what do you think?
It feels good.
It says it feels good. Now you come on up. Stand right here and let the people see you. Come on up with your bride. Show your bride off. Let everybody see. They're looking good or what? Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is good. Yeah, I mean the Lord, he did great things, you know, for us, you know. Did great things. You happy?
Oh, yes. Very happy.
You happy?
Very happy.
Praise the Lord. Well, you all know that I'm happy. You saw me dancing yesterday. I'm going to dance some more in a few minutes. We're going to put on some music. I'm going to dance some more. Praise God. You know, so we are so blessed. We are so blessed. You know, I know I conferred the blessing upon you already. But I'm going to do this again because you are in the house. And this is the first day of their life together. Amen. Praise God. This is the beginning, the new beginning. Praise God. Can somebody help me give them two chairs here, please, so they can sit? All right. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can just sit and face the crowd. And I'm going to do this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me get my Bible here and read you a little scripture to bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, as you start, you know, this journey together, we know that this is Thanksgiving, but it's always appropriate, everything we do in our lives, to give the praise and the glory to God. Amen. And I want to ask that you listen closely to this, because the Lord is going to do great things for you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I'm going to read this to you, Dabby and Sheena. This is like a blessing, but also a charge. Amen?
Amen?
It's like a charge to you. So here's what I want to say to you. I'm reading this out of Job chapter 22. And I'm going to read from verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord, and you shall be at peace. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And he says, therefore good shall come unto you. Acquaint means you draw closer to the Lord. And that's how you're going to be at peace. And that's how good is going to come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from the Lord's mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. And he said, look, if you thou return to the Almighty, then thou shalt be built up. And thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as the dust by drawing closer to the Lord. And it shall be even as the gold of Ophir, as the stones of the brooks. He said, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. And every time you make your prayer unto him, here's what he says. Thou shalt make your prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Now he's saying that, look, you know, together now you can decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the Lord shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Psalm 133 also says, you know, when people dwell together in unity, you know, he said, there the Lord commanded a blessing. You know, so I believe that, you know, when husband and wife get together, you know, that's unity. And there the Lord commands the blessing. You know, so, you know, you've been blessed before, you know, Dabby separately, you've been blessed before, Sheena separately, but you've never been blessed like you're going to now be blessed. Because now you are united, and that's where the Lord commands the blessing. Amen. The Lord is now going to command the blessing unto you. Amen? Amen. So let me read the last part of this, and it says, look, when you decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light is going to shine upon your ways. Now, when men are cast down, right? Now, which means, you know, you look around in the economy and so forth, people are cast down, right? You know, they say, well, you know, things not working, I don't have a job, or I don't get enough money, or whatever. You know, well, when men are cast down, you will be saying, there's a lifting up in my life.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, this scripture, some people read it some other way, you know, they read it that you'll be an encouragement to others, you know, that's good too, you know, but you can't give what you don't have. You know, for you to be able to encourage others, it means you're already up yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So when men are cast down, you will be saying there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That means you will not be cast down, but you will be up. Now, I want to say unto you that the Lord is going to make you above only and never beneath. You're going to be heads and never tails. And the Lord is going to command his good treasure upon you. In the city, in the field, wherever you go, it will overtake you. All you need to do is put your mind 100% on the Lord. And don't turn to the left. And don't turn to the right. You know, and don't follow any of the blessed is the man, the Bible says, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So don't follow the ways of this world, you know, all the things they do and so forth. You know, that's why they have all these problems in the world. You be an example of the believer, the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I know that this house, you know, this house that they are starting, this is already built on the rock. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. It's already built on the rock. So, you know, and here's what the Bible says. You know, they said, Jesus said it himself. Said, look, somebody that hears my words and doesn't do them, he'd be like a foolish person built his house on the sand. When the troubles came, the rain, everything washed away. But he said, the person that hears my words, not only hears, but also does these things that I have spoken, he said, I'm going to compare him to somebody that built his house on a solid rock. Amen?
Amen.
And the troubles of life cannot shake that house down, because it is built on the rock. You have been built on the rock, the word of God, and the foundation that has been in your life. And now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we send you forth into this union that you have been united now, and with all the blessings that have been pronounced on you to this day and more.
Amen.
Go with you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you at all times. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you.
Amen.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon you always.
Amen.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
Amen.
And give you his grace and his peace all the time.
Amen.
And the Lord bless you with all of his goodness and fulfill all your heart's desires.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And everybody says,
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Put your hands together again. Mr. and Mrs. Dabi Adeyemi.
Praise God. Well, I love the sound of that. Amen. Dabi's middle name is my first name. You know, so he's Junior. So that's Mrs. Junior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we are so blessed and so pleased to have every one of you celebrate with us. And we're going to change the order of the service just shortly after we take our offering. And then we're going to celebrate, and we'll be having some music and some dancing and some food and so forth. But, you know, so just hang around and enjoy with us. And then the Lord is good to us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.